terrible condition that it's in with a budget that is incomprehensible or that for this reason or the other is not facing up to the problems as it should. And it bothers me a great deal because I know that the governor proposes a budget, but it's the legislature that disposes of the budget. I think in fairness, we need to educate our citizenry to just what happens to the budget in this state so that we're fair to who bears the ultimate responsibility. I don't need to introduce the governor. He's been with us every year that we've been around, except last year. And I'm going to say it right now, I have an apology to make about last August's meeting. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime most embarrassing moments. The governor was unable at the last moment to attend because of a matter totally out of his control. But he did have some comments that he wanted read, and he asked his good friend John Robitaille, Director of Communications, to deliver those remarks in his place. And as I did my job of introducing people and so forth, we came to the last speaker, who was to be John, and I closed the meeting. So when I stepped back to my seat, my good friend Jim Beal, my right hand as president of RIS, said, "Did you forget something?" And I said, "No, oh my God." And John, I want to introduce you. Smile on your face, and I want you to know we're going to let you speak one of these days.